Friends and schoolmates of a young Sudbury woman who was in a car crash this weekend will be hosting a fundraising event on Wednesday. The event is being held in support of a teen student, identified only as Isabella, one of the victims of the single vehicle rollover accident that occurred Saturday night. Her photo was posted on the public GoFundMe website. Friends have already initiated a campaign aimed at helping the victim and the family deal with unexpected expenses. The young woman, who was first transported to Health Sciences North, had to be airlifted out to the Hospital for Sick Children in Toronto, for more intensive treatment. Copies of the GoFundMe page have been duplicated on several Facebook pages in Sudbury. The initial police report said Greater Sudbury Police Service officers responded to the call on Skeed Road around 8:30 p.m. Saturday. The investigation indicated that the vehicle had been traveling westbound on Skeed Road, when it appeared to have lost control, leaving the roadway. The vehicle rolled several times, causing injury to the occupants, said the news release. Police said there were 5 occupants in the vehicle when it crashed. 4 were transported to Health Sciences North for medical treatment. 2 of the individuals suffered serious injuries, said police. The organizer of the online fundraising said the purpose is to help the family cope with the demands of traveling to and stay in Toronto while Isabella is getting medical attention. Isabella is a very well-known girl for her uplifting personality. She is the utmost selfless human being we know, always offering a helping hand to those in need, wrote organizer Ethan McDonald. He added that it is unknown how long Isabella's treatment will be, but that time off work, travel and accommodations will add up. In an update on the GoFundMe page, McDonald also mentioned that a fundraising event will take place on Wednesday. Isabella's school, St. Charles College, has come together as a community to host a fundraiser on Wednesday, October 11th at James Jerome Field across from the Sudbury Hospital. The game is at 4:15 p.m., and we look forward to seeing all of you there, McDonald wrote. As most of you know, Isabella was an outstanding athlete, playing volleyball, basketball, and flag football. We will be continuing to send our deepest thoughts and prayers for her as she still has a tough battle ahead of her. Isabella's favorite is blue, and at the fundraiser we will be wearing blue. We encourage all of you to wear blue in support of her. The Greater Sudbury Police Service said collision is being investigated by the service's traffic management unit, police added. Anyone with information related to the collision is asked to contact police at 705-675-9171 extension 2421 or Crime Stoppers at 705-222-8477.